Good evening, everyone. It is 7 p.m. on Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. This is a regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Tonight, we will have Pledge of Allegiance led by Assemblymember Corson.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Of course, tonight on 1B ceremonial matters, there are none. Kim, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Present.
David Powell.
Here.
Corson?
Here.
Gilbert?
Here.
Carson?
That me? Here.
And Mayor Tonga.
And I'm here as well. Persons to be heard, section WMC 3.05.040C states that a chair may call to order any person who is breaking peace or disorderly by speaking without recognition, engaging in booing or speaking vulgarities, name-calling, personal attacks, or engaging in other conduct that is determined by the chair to be disruptive of the meeting. Any person so disrupting a meeting of the assembly may be removed and barred from further attendance at the meeting unless permission to return or remain is granted by a majority of vote of the assembly. Tonight we had an email correspondence from Mr. Lippert that's included in your packet, and the public correspondence from the March 2nd special assembly meeting regarding the mask ordinances has also been included in the packet. We have one person who came down tonight to City Hall to speak to us, and that's Mr. Bailey wants to speak, I believe, on the loan closet for the hospice study. If you'd like to come up to the podium. Thanks, Jim.
I'm Jim Bailey, 238 Second Street. Alice Drady asked me to represent her, or represent the loan closet tonight. She's out of town and wanted me to answer any questions if I could. Presently, the lending closet is operating out of a small garage owned by the Presbyterian Church. With an increasing amount of items and equipment, it's becoming too small for all the stuff. Hospice right now is looking for a larger space to be able to store the equipment more efficiently. Hospice has been looking at the old hospital and possibly using some of that space. The garage behind the old hospital would be the ideal area, or the storage building behind the hospital, or possibly the physical therapy area or the ER area. Hospice is just checking to see if any of these might be doable or if there are any other possibilities. I'll stay here until the matter comes up and answer any questions if you have them.
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Bailey. It was lonely in here. Now Jim's at least here to keep me company. We will be discussing that first item under new business, Mr. Bailey. Excuse me. Is there any amendments to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, I guess I might just offer, as Mr. Bailey seems to be the only person in the audience, if the assembly would like to move that item above the manager's report, we could take that up first if you would prefer, so he doesn't have to stick through all of them, that report aspect.
I think that would be very appropriate. Do we have a motion to that effect?
I so move.
Thank you. We moved. Do we have a second?
Dalrymple seconds.
Dalrymple seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote please, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
David Powell?
Yes.
Horstman?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Okay, so we are going to move item 7A to in front of the borough manager's report.
13A.
What's that? Sorry? 13A. 13A. Sorry. 13A. Okay. Any other amendments to the agenda? Moving on, conflicts of interest.
Mr. Mayor, I have a conflict of interest with section 15A, or is it, or yeah, correct. The pay issue.
Executive session, union negotiations?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Assemblymember Corson. We have in the past recluse you from that. We will do that again with the blessing of the assembly. If anybody want to speak out against reclusal of Assemblymember Corson. All right, hearing none. Thank you, sir.
Your anybody Honor, else? would it be possible to switch A and B, the roles on that?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, that's a good idea, Assemblymember Corson. We'll make a note too to do that. In fact, clerk, do I need to do a motion to swap those two items in executive session?
No, because so you can just take each one up separately, but at the same time on the agenda. And then when you go into executive session, you could just take care of the one, you can just swap them.
Okay. So if you didn't hear Kim on that, she said that we can just swap them once we're into executive session. And the Assemblymember Corson will just come directly into executive session with us, and we'll move B to A, because it's an executive session if the order is not as important. Okay. Any other conflicts of interest? All right. Hearing none. Item 6, consent agenda.
Move to approve consent agenda as presented.
We move. Second.
Second. David.
Powell. Discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll, Kim.
Yes. Assembly members Corson?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Yes. Can you guys not hear Kim? Okay. So Kim, you're gonna have to turn right to that mic, I think, and really belt it out. You gotta right from the diaphragm, let it out here. Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead.
It's not that I can't hear her. I can't tell whose name she's calling. It's like the first part of it cuts out. So I don't know whether she's calling Corson or Morrison or.
I'll call the full name. I'll call the full name if that'll help.
That would. Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I think what's happening is there's a delay. She calls a name. One of us says our name back, says yes. And then the delay, if she waits for a second, I think that will go away.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks for that feedback. Appreciate it. Okay. We're going to move item 13A up above the borough manager's report. So item 13A for new business discussion item, Hospice of Wrangell requests for use of former Wrangell Medical Center for storage of the lending closet items. Lisa, this is a discussion item. Would you walk us through what this is about, please?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. And Mr. Bailey's already given the assembly a little bit of information in his persons to be heard comments. Essentially, Hospice of Wrangell has had to leave the previous place they had for storage at the clinic with the the change up at the medical campus there. They do not have another place that is large enough for them to be able to put all their items, and they are asking for use of a portion of the previous Wrangell Medical Center, the old hospital, to be able to put their items. And so we have this as a discussion item, and really what I'm looking for is direction from the assembly to administration, and then we can go forward and make whatever decisions are necessary. Mr. Bailey gave a handful of different options, but we haven't had a formal discussion, although that is coming, about what and how the uses will be of the old hospital. And so we didn't want to presume to make an administrative decision about this. So that's why it's before the assembly for a discussion item.
Okay, thank you. I heard several options there. The garage, the potential of the ER bay, the physical therapy area. First of all, I just want to say how much I support and appreciate hospice and what they do for our community and helping people who are staying home during difficult times. I just can't say enough about it. And I know many people in this community have benefited from the resources that hospice has provided. It's a voluntary organization, and people with very large hearts helping their neighbors. So I have a soft spot for hospice, and my father being the recipient of hospice services while he was passing. And so I have a real bias towards doing whatever we can to help. I at the same time am nervous about sort of storing things in the hospital proper. And having the building sort of fired up for storage of stuff. But I think the garage area might be a wonderful way, the stuff needs to be heated or not, but to sort of look at an outbuilding as a potential, I think would be a great idea. Anne, see your hand up?
Yes, I have to back up what you said, Steve. I have a real soft spot for hospice because of the services that they've provided my family at times. And I think it would be a wonderful use of the old hospital. I guess my one concern would be liability for their equipment. So that would be something I would like to have looked into. I'm sure we are still carrying insurance on the building. But that's my only concern. Otherwise, I think it's a great idea. And certainly a worthy cause.
Absolutely. Anyone else want to comment? The Assembly Member Powell's big finger going up on the screen there. So go ahead.
I agree with you guys. I mean, I've gone through some hard times lately, and they help out a lot. I just, all the problems with that hospital up there with sprinklers and we know what's going to go on up there. I'm with the mayor. I really would like to help out with this and do something. And I think the outbuilding would be the best. I really don't want to put that in there. And then all of a sudden we have a major catastrophe in that building because nobody's in it. We've already kind of discussed about what's going to happen to that area. I'd hate to have them put everything in there and then we come back and tell them, well, you got to move everything. I'd rather have something more, a little bit more permanent to help them out with. I would really like to look at the outbuilding of the garage and not, the main building. So that's just my feelings about it.
Mr. Mayor?
Please, go ahead, Lisa.
If there's general consensus from the assembly that you would like to support this, then we can, as administration, work with the hospice representatives to see if we can find a suitable location and come back to the assembly with a recommendation, let you know what we've decided we think would work best, and we can answer questions about liability, because it'd be liability not only for the equipment, the items that are stored there, because our insurance company, even though we have liability insurance on the building, they will not insure stuff that belongs to another organization. And so that would, that that issue would be up to hospice to take that risk, I guess I would say, where the things are located. The second item is liability for personnel. And although I think the likelihood of this is very low, a member of the hospice team goes in, trips on something, breaks an ankle while they're pulling out an item, and then whose responsibility is that? So we just need to make sure that those, that that liability question is answered, as the as Assemblymember Morrison brought up. But if everybody is generally in agreement, we can work with hospice to come up with a recommendation.
Yeah, I think we, I'm not seeing anyone shaking their head, and I see a big thumbs up from Assemblymember Kilbert. So yeah, let's investigate it and work with hospice to work out something. I think it would be wonderful to be able to help them out.
Well,
Mr. Bailey, do you have anything you wanted to add?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Thank okay. you. Thank you very much. Anyone else?
No, just we'll do what we can to find a solution, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you for coming down. Jim, appreciate you
just
doing
the call. Mr. Bailey, I have your email, so I can give that to the borough manager to contact you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your meeting.
All right. All right. So we are on to the borough manager report. But go ahead, Lisa, with your report, please. Lisa, we can't hear you.
Sorry, I hit too many clicks on the mute button. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The first person I would normally call is Captain Spray. My understanding is she's on an ambulance call right now, so we will have to delay the COVID update if that's okay. The next thing I'd like to do is just ask our Public Works Director, Tom Wador, to give a quick update on the tire shredder that looks like it's going to be a realistic thing coming to Wrangell. So if he could chime in on that, he's got some interesting information.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa. Good evening, Mayor Przonka, Assembly members, Borough Manager. So CSWA had some grant money from the state that needed to be used up this spring or it would be lost. This morning, we voted on using that grant money to procure a tire shear and de-rimming machine. We chose the Desco 4000 model, which is the one that was recommended by our staff, Jeff Rooney, Dave Briner, to Lisa Von Bargen, who then suggested this to CSWA. The unit itself delivered to Southeast Alaska with minimal spare parts is about $64,000. Chris Hatton here in Wrangell and Chris Cotta from over in Petersburg did a lot of the legwork in preparing this procurement for this machine. We don't have a finalized plan yet for how the rotation and maintenance of this machine, how that's going to look. I'm going to advocate for getting it in Wrangell as early as possible because we may need to use it to knock the pile back before we get the baler project online. Let's see here. Some good news. Dan Kelly with Alaska Marine Lines is on the call this morning, and he threw their full support behind this by offering to cover the cost of shipping between the different communities that, that would be using this equipment. Let's see. Last week, I went up to the waste transfer station and was trying to do a little bit of estimates up there and estimate that the tire pile is about 100 by 100 by 10 feet in size. There's a document that you can find from the EPA to estimate how many tires a pile that size would be. Basically, that's about 37,000 tires. Every foot in 100 by 100 square equals about 3,700 car tires. So there are limitations with the machine. It takes about 15 seconds to cycle through to do one chop on the tires. So to do multiple chops on one single tire, you know, you're talking probably close to 40 tires per hour. At 37,000 tires, if we ran the machine nonstop 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, it would take about 6 months to get through that tire pile. The machine is designed to be a two-person operation. One person de-rims the tires while another shears. And it's also nice to have a second person to be able to handle some of the larger tires. This machine is not going to be able to do some of the biggest tires like the loader tires, but it can do semi-truck tires and all vehicle tires. Probably a quarter to a third of our tires still have the rims on them. And I did not get a good estimate on how many semi-tires are up there because I didn't realize that there was going to be that distinction at the time, but we'll find that before any final proposals or anything like that. Likely, we're not going to get this machine for 6 months at a crack. You know, the rotation, I would guess, is going to be that we're going to get it for a few months at a time, which will, you know, not ideal because we're not going to get rid of the pile as quickly as we would like to, but ideal because we'd be able to spread the cost out over a couple years' time. We probably get, you know, 1,500 to 2,000 tires or so a year on a bigger year. And let's see. So it is going to take us a while to get rid of the tire pile up there, but the good news is we have a plan for clearing out that tire pile, and we're very excited for this opportunity. This is an expensive piece of equipment that we may not have had access to if it were not for CSWA and the work that has been put in. So we are going to continue working with the borough manager on a proposal in the fiscal year 2022 budget to address this need, and that's all I have for you if anybody has any questions for me at this time.
Anybody have any questions for Mr. Wiener? Thank you for that update, Tom. That's excellent news. And I like the team approach that we're able to share it around. I think that's awesome. Go ahead, Mr. Wiener.
I was just going to say it's the first time CSWA has ever gone in on a piece of equipment like this. So maybe this is something that we could build on in the future.
That's good.
That's all.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, my understanding is that there are actually two ambulance calls. So it may be a while for Captain Spray. If you would like, I don't have any other presentations other than the budget information. So if I can go ahead and give that update, unless there are questions about the other reports that are under the manager's report, we can try to answer some of those prior to that small budget presentation.
Anybody else have any other questions under the borough manager's report? Okay. Go ahead then, Lisa.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Kim, the clerk, is going to do a screen share for me here.
It's there.
Yep, thank you, Kim. I can see it. Go ahead and go to the next page. So what I did is I took the financial statement that the Assembly received at the end of February, which is actually as of 1/31, and I took the anomalies out of there. There are a number of issues that we've already discussed in detail, like the entire port and harbor budget, and we've discussed the shortfalls in revenue to the police department and Parks and Rec and the Nolan Center, and we've addressed those in the year end and projected FY22 budget stuff. So what I'm focusing on here are expenditure anomalies that we need to make sure we're addressing. The first one is in the administration department. This is for insurance. This is basically City Hall insurance. I budgeted $11,767,000. That was the allocation that was given to me for this. And right now what's been attributed to my budget is just over $25,000. So I'm trying to get a handle on where that insurance anomaly is. I don't have an answer to that right now. I'm working on it, but I just want to make you guys aware of the fact that I recognize there's a deficit here and we're dealing with it. Go ahead, Kim. The next major deficit in terms of over expenditure is in the public safety building. We budgeted $35,000 in facilities repair and maintenance this year. We've expended just over $110,000 in facility maintenance. That's an overage of $75,000. Now, that is mostly due to the after effects of the sprinkler issue that we had go on in the building. The good news is what wasn't represented in the financial report as of 1/31 is that as of the 18th of February, we had received a check from APAI, our insurance company, for $26,000. That's an offset toward that. And I'm sure the assembly, most of you are probably aware, we have a $50,000, what's the word I'm looking, deductible on our insurance. So this is obviously, we expended over that, and this is their portion that they paid out to us. So I will confirm that we are not going to receive any additional funding for this, but that's at least some offset to the costs right there. But this will require a budget adjustment that we'll be bringing forward. Next slide, please. In the community service organizations budget, I wanted to bring your attention to an anomaly. It shows under the contribution to the Chamber of Commerce that we are over budget by $23,000. We budgeted this year to give the Chamber of Commerce $23,000. We've expended $23,000. The reason why it's showing an overage here is there was an encumbrance put in, like a requisition was put in for that $23,000, which generated a purchase order. But when the bill came in, a new requisition and purchase order was generated. So that first encumbrance is still there. So all we need to do is back the encumbrance out. We haven't overexpended that budget, and we'll take care of that with a journal entry. And I wanted to make sure the assembly knows we have a journal entry form that all of the staff are filling out with regard to these things. So there's a paper trail associated with each one of these journal entries that's signed by the department director, the requesting staff person, myself as the borough manager, and the finance director. Next slide, please. So the library has a couple of overages here I want to explain, or what appears to be a couple of overages. So if you look under salaries and wages, you can see a year-to-date budget of $108,000. $14,417 of that should have been under temporary wages, right below that 108. And so there is not an overage in temp wages. We're actually just about $10,000 under budget. If you go down, you're also going to see an overage of $10,248 in professional services. This is also an issue of an incorrect encumbrance. If you look under professional services, you can see the year-to-date actual as of 1/31 was $1,512. You can then see an $8,700 encumbrance. The total combined of those two is $10,248. If the assembly will recall, the Nolan Center and the library entered into a contractual agreement with a private company this year to provide janitorial. And the reason why this was not only done with the Nolan Center, but the library is because both of them lost their staff that had been providing janitorial previously. So what we are going to do is we're going to move a portion of the temp wages that are not reflected appropriately in here down to professional services to cover the cost of that professional services contract. And this professional services, this encumbrance right here, I believe is for both the Nolan Center and the library. So we're going to correct that again with one of these journal entry forms that we talked about. So we are not over budget there. And I just wanted to make sure that the assembly was aware of it because there's some big glaring red numbers. Next slide, please. In Wrangell Municipal Light and Power, there are a couple of glaring issues as well. The first is what appears to be a $19,644 overage in credit card fees. And when I looked a little further into this, I realized instead of having a separate line item for credit card fees, we moved the charges for credit card fees under charges from finance in all of the enterprise funds. And what was actually budgeted in Wrangell Municipal Light and Power for this year for credit card fees is $29,283. So we're well under budget for that. Where we are well over budget right now is equipment maintenance. We, as the assembly is aware, have had a significant number of issues with the generators that have had to be fixed. We have expended $30,164 as of 1/31. When we originally did this year's fiscal budget, We had $15,000 in that. And when the call went out to departments to cut their budgets, Rod answered the call and basically slashed the equipment budget down to $1,400. So we are going, it's going to be necessary for us to bring a budget resolution for this because we could not have anticipated those significant issues with the generator that had to be fixed. There's also an overage in the materials and supplies budget. We budgeted $12,250 and we've expended just over $17,800. That'll need to be addressed as well. The one of the things I want to bring to the assembly's attention, and I brought this up with the finance director, and I'll have a chance to address this moving forward. What I am used to is I am used to money not being able to be expended from an account if there's not enough money in that account. So this idea that you have overages, that's stuff that needs to be dealt with ahead of time, or at the very least concurrently with the expenditure. Obviously, sometimes there will be emergencies like with the generator stuff. You've just got to buy those parts. But that would not be allowed to happen if we did not have money in reserve to help cover these things. But it's just not a good situation for us to be in to have overages in accounts without the money there to deal with it. So that's a policy change that I'm going to be making here. And I'll be addressing that. I'll be providing the assembly with more information as to how that's being addressed. Next slide, please, Kim. In the water department, we have a similar issue with credit card fees. It shows a $3,577 overage. That money is actually under charges from finance, so there isn't an overage. We've had some issues with the ozone system this year, which has resulted in an overage of $3,639 in equipment maintenance. And we've got a significant overage in the expenditure for chemicals. And that's something that Tom and I are working on trying to address. So this is also going to require a budget resolution to address these issues. And again, if there is not the ability to expend money from an account, if the money's not there, that will alleviate these things from happening in the future. Next slide, please. In the sanitation department, again, another credit card fee overage, same thing. It's under charges from finance, so we don't have an overage. We are about $909 over in our vehicle maintenance line item. That budget was actually plussed up this year because we knew we were having some issues with the garbage trucks. There's been a considerable amount of work done on the garbage trucks this year. And so I anticipate this line item will have an even greater overage that needs to be dealt with. We've had dumpster replacement issues as well, resulting in a much larger purchase need than anticipated. And that's something that Tom and I are working on. And then we've got a $3,198 overage in recycling costs. That's the cost of what it takes for us to send our recycling, like our metals and things, down for appropriate disposal south. We budgeted $22,450 and we've expended, oh, that's not right. That must be $28,600. I'm sorry, that number is not quite right there. Oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry. We've expended $25,648. And a portion of that overage is because I authorized the staff to purchase a second metal container. And I think that was about $3,000. The reason why I authorized that is it was taking so long for the one metal container to make a round trip and come back that we were losing so much time. The scrap metal pile was getting so big, we weren't able to deal with it efficiently. And we're having a much easier time moving through stuff with the two dumpsters. And then right now we have a less than ideal prices for scrap materials. My hope is, I'll be honest, I don't know the scrap market at all. My hope is that we're going to see a change in scrap prices because the cost of new goods is just skyrocketing. And at some point, there's going to be a leveling out where the price of recyclables is helping tip the scales on new goods. So anyway, next slide, please. And then finally, in wastewater, again, another credit card issue under charges from finance. We've got a slight overage in permits and inspections. And then we have a slight overage in collection system maintenance. And that has that has been attributed to the fact that we have had a ridiculous number of pump replacements this year in our pump stations in the collection system. So we'll be dealing with these as well in a budget resolution. But I wanted to bring these overages to your attention. Some of them are actual overages. Some of them are just a matter of things not being coded in the correct accounts. But these were the main anomalies in the budget information that you received the last time. And this is the kind of information that I'll be providing regularly for these budget reports moving forward. And I appreciate the assembly allowing me to have a lag between last meeting and this meeting to get you this information.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for City Manager Bob Bargan?